Okay, good morning. We have an interesting shiur today on Hilchos Shechita. We're doing Dinei Birkos HaShechita. Back to throw back a little bit to Orach Chaim about brachos. So, Aleph reads, right? Siman Yutet Si'if Aleph. HaShochet. Tzarich Shevarech. The Shochet has to shech beforehand, right? Over Le'asiyatan. Kodem. Asher Kiddushan V'am Sivanu. Al HaShechita. That's the bracha. Al HaShechita. V'im. Shachat velo birech, and if he shachs without saying a bracha, kshera, it's still kosher. Right? Whether he does it b'mezid b'shogeg, it's 100% kosher shechita. The bracha is not me'akev. It's a machlokas in Rishonim. There's a like a kanas, but the halacha is it's kosher. Okay. Haga v'im shachat davar de'itilid bo reuta. If you have, you're about to shech something, but you're not sure if it's going to be kosher. There's a reason why you're concerned about the situation. V'tzarich bedika, so you're going to have to check it. So yishchatenu below bracha. So you don't want to do a bracha levatala, so what do? You don't say the bracha when you shecht it. However, ukeshe yimtza kasher mevarech al hashchita. But then right after you shecht it, you check it quickly, and right afterwards, you say the bracha al hashchita, even though you already did the maisa, you still got to say the bracha afterwards. And the Kaf HaChaim agrees. That's the halacha. U'bilvad shiyehe samuch l'shchita. But it must be right away. V'im shachat b'beit ha-mitbachayim, shuhu makom metunaf. Now what if you're in a dirty, smelly place where you're not allowed to say a bracha? Yevarech berichuk arba amos, kodim shikanes l'sham. If that's where you're shechting, so step outside, dalet amot from the end of the smell, say the bracha, run in and shecht. Just don't trip, don't be too quick. L'sham, v'lo yedaber ad achar hashchita. Okay. And don't speak, obviously, until you finish the shechita, because you can't have a hefsek between the bracha and the shechita. Now, there are some who argue with the situation and don't like this, but you have to say the bracha or you're going to do the shechita. But umaisa, that's what most say. That's if you're in this difficult situation. Okay. What I want to say. Now, lamaisa, normally, if you're going to have a case where you're not sure if you need to say the bracha or not, try and get yourself out of the situation. And the minhag in general, if possible, you say a sheikh, you say the bracha ala shechita on it, something else that you know is kosher. Let's say you have two birds, and one has a problem, one doesn't, or a sheep, and get a bird that has no problem, or any animal that has no problem, and start with the bracha on the one that there's no issue, so this way you don't lose out on saying the bracha. Okay. Now, we know that in general, we always want to say a bracha over la'asiyasan. And therefore, that's why we do this. But in cases where you have no choice, we know we have this by al hatzvila, for example, that's when we say by a ger, it's the reverse order because there's no choice. Okay. All right, fine. Okay. Right. After the fact, we don't say the bracha. Fine. All right. Fine. Let's go on. Bet. Shachat behemot v'chayot v'ofot a bracha achas l'kulan. If you're going to shecht different types of animals, birds included, you just say, it doesn't matter, as long as you're going to do them all at relatively the same time, then you say, al hashchita, one time for all of them. And you just have them all in mind, and that's good. Gimel. Shnaim shochtim shnei ba'alei chayim. You have two shochtim at the same time. Yachol levarech ha'echad lehotzi chavero, v'hu shit kavin latzit. So then, if you have two shochtim, one can say the bracha for both, and everyone checked who's there. They just listen to the bracha. And obviously, both of them have to have kavana. The listener and the mevarich, who's saying the bracha, they all have to have kavana that we're being motzi each other, or through each other. Not a problem. Okay. And the point is, even, some point, Taz, others point out that even it's coming to show you by a food, when we learned in Orach Chaim, that one is supposed to sit down if they're going to be motzi one another. By food, there's an idyon of kavius, and therefore, l'chatchila, one has to sit down, but that doesn't apply to cases where the norm is not to sit down to kavius, such as here, or perhaps also by bedikas chametz, that you don't sit down, you don't have to sit down when listening to the, or saying the bracha. Correct. Birkas hamitzvahs v'dafka, you're supposed to stand. But that's the by achila, but it's birkas hanan, you're supposed to lechatchila, you're supposed to sit when one is mevarech for the other person. Okay. Right. So the pri chadash says also, if you're going to do the bracha after the fact, it should be toch kedei dibur. But okay. Let's see. Dalid. I think we're on Dalid. Oh yeah. Also, many point out that if you're going to be listening to someone say the bracha, since you want to be yotze, it's important to answer amen. But if you don't answer amen, you're still yotze from someone else's bracha. And of course, you don't say baruch hu, baruch shemo. And let's say, interesting scenario, let's say you have two shochtim. One says the bracha, and the other one listens. And the one who says the bracha, it turns out his animal was a chafer and a vela. So the bracha wasn't exactly needed or useful. So we say the post can say you're still yotze. It's a question mark. But the Kav HaChaim bottom line says you're still yotze, especially if you answered amen. Because we know it's a general principle. Many point out, the din of Shomea Ka'ona, it's a little bit different if you just listen or if you actually say the words amen. If you say the words amen, it's as if you actually said the actual bracha verbally yourself. And if you just listen, it has the din of you listened, you're yotze 100%, but you don't have the same status of exactly if you said it yourself. So some are mechalik, but the maisa it works.
What's the shaila? The Mishnah says that you can put on your talis and I can make the bracha for you even though I'm not putting it on your own. Why should it be any different?
I don't know.
Yeah, also the Mishnah in the Rusa and the answer to the Baruch Haim saying in by Kodesh Baruch is that Mevarech Baruch Hu Baruch Shem and Kol Racha. Why is this an exception?
No, you never should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo.
Yeah.
You never say, everyone says, you never say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo if you're being Yotzei with that bracha.
Except the
Maracha. I don't know. Lechat Chila, I'm not familiar. When you're being Yotzei? I think the postgame said not to. What they do is something else, but I don't think there's postgame that say lechat chila. Okay, please show me. Dalit, tzarich lizaher miladaber bein bracha l'shchita, to be careful not to speak between the bracha and the shchita. B'davar she'enu mitzvei hashchita, if it's not related to the actual shechtin in the night. V'im davar diber, person spoke. Sarich levarich pa macheres. If you speak between the bracha and the shechita, if it's not something that's necessary to help you out with the shechita, so then it's a hefsek and you have to say a whole new bracha. Haga, aval mutar l'daber bein hashechita l'kisui, but it's not a problem to speak between shechita and kisui adam when that applies. U'mikol makom tov shelo l'daber, but it's better not to. Because kisui dam is not, it's a separate mitzvah that comes right afterwards. It's not really, it's not exactly connected to the shechita. Okay. Now what happens if this person says a bracha, and he's about to shecht, and he hears kaddish or kedusha, or thunder, some other bracha, so it's clear the halacha is, you do not speak. You do not make a hefsek, because this is the bracha for something you're about to do. You can't have a hefsek. Can't make a hefsek at all. Okay. But between shchita to a shchita, we're going to see. So on this, he said, quotes over here in the, from the Tshuva of the Rashba that you should answer. And Simla Chadasha. That between shchita to shchita, you should answer if it's a davar should be kedusha. Okay. And you don't need to say a new bracha. Okay. Because if you're answering for a mitzvah, it's not considered a hefsek between shchita and shchita. Okay. Let's go on. Hey. Im rotze lishchot harbe. You want to shecht many animals. Tzarech lizar, shelo ladaber ben shchita lishchita. Really, one should not speak between shchita lishchita. From the time you say the bracha until you finished your last animal of the day, you shouldn't speak. B'davar she'eino mitzorchei shchita. Unless, of course, it's, you know, related to the shchita. You need to get the animal, you need someone to hold something for you, or whatever. V'im diber, and if you spoke, tzarech lechasot dam shchita rishona, then you do kisoy dam if it applies. Levarech pa'am acheret al hashchita, and then, in other words, if you did speak, stop, cover up, you know, stop what you're doing. If it's necessary, you do kisoy adam. You say the bracha on kisoy adam. Aval kisoy sheni lo yavarech. But for all the future animals that you're doing, if you're not having more, if you're not going to be speaking more hafsekim, so then you don't say another bracha on kisoy adam. You do say another, you spoke, so you're going to stop, say al hashchita again for the next animals. And then, when you do kisoy dam, so you do kisoy dam, and then you're going to, you say a bracha on kisoy dam, then you're going to continue shechting more animals without talking. And then, when you do kisoy dam the second time, right, if it's chayos or chickens, then you're not going to say again a bracha on kisoy dam. Because you didn't, unless you make a hefsek again. Okay? Haga, mishum de shchita lo have hefsek. Because the shchita itself, we're saying over here, is not a hefsek from the kisui. Aval im sach b'nehem, but if you do speak again, like we just said, then have hefsek, it's going to still be a hefsek for kisui dam. V'tzarech lachsor ulevarech. But then, the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yesh omrim, the sicha bein shchita l'shchita lo have hefsek, and then the second opinion says no, it's not a hefsek. Okay, it's not a hefsek. So that's the machlokas. Now the Aruch HaShulchan wants to explain a little bit chakira between the two different opinions. The question is, the one who says it's a hefsek is every shchita is its own separate mitzvah. And it's like speaking between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. So if you speak, it's a complete hefsek. And it's not at all compared to eating. Eating, it's like one seuda. It just keeps on going. Not every bite is its own eating. And but the other opinion says it's more like achila, since shchita is not a completely separate mitzvah like tefillin yad shel rosh, because shchita is a devar rishus. It's optional. You don't have to eat meat, and you don't have to do shchita. So, anyway, so it's not exactly a mitzvah chiyuvit, so that's why it's a machloket if you compare it to eating or compare it to something like tefillin. So what's the halacha? So, just interesting, if you look in the Shach, he writes, the haskamet haposkim, everyone holds that you do go back and you do say a bracha, like the stam opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, and that's what all the achronim say. So it's just interesting to point out, if you look just a few, I don't know, a centimeter over, or a few centimeters over, it depends on your edition, the Taz on the same page, he holds that, no, Kayamalan, the Safik Brachos Lahakal. That we do say Safik Brachos Lahakal. So I don't know about Kol Achronim, but you have to understand the Shach lived, he was one of the first, of the very earlier Achronim, in the 1600s. So when he's saying, you know, kol achronim, his achronim is a little bit different than when we speak about achronim, and he didn't see the Taz at the time when he wrote it. So, anyways, and bottom line, it's in Simla Chadasha, Aruch HaShulchan, and Kaf HaChaim. They all side with the Taz that we say Safik Brachos Lahaka. So you, between Shechita and Shechita, if a Shochet speaks, he doesn't say a bracha. Now I just want to point out just something interesting. The Shach, when he wrote, right, of Safti Koin, he, or Shabti Koin, pronounced, so then he lived in Krakow, and when he wrote the Shach, he was all of the age 24 in 1647. Unbelievable. And he wrote the Choshen Mishpat in 1664. Just a little bit less than 20 years later. The Taz, Rav David Halevi Segel, also from Poland, he wrote on Arba Turim, not just on two, but on all four. So he's the son-in-law of the Bach, we know, and he wrote it in 1647 as well. So they both wrote their own works at the same time, pretty much. And it was published pretty much the same time. The Shach wrote Nekudas Kesef afterwards on the Taz, but the Taz also wrote a little bit on the Shach. But, okay. And it was interesting to note, when they came out, the Vad Arba Arzos, which was kind of like, I don't know, a very strong rabbinical council through Eastern Europe. I'm not sure exactly how much it extended, but beyond Poland. But at the time, it had a lot of power. I think monetary issues and all kinds of issues. And they gave a psak that when there's machlokas, shach and taz, we paskin like the taz. But, and he was also, the taz was also, by the way, older. I don't know, maybe 31 years old, maybe 30 years older, something like that. One was born 1586, the taz, and the shach was born 1623. So whatever, just do the math. Closer to 40 years apart. Now, Lamaisa, doesn't matter, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, the halacha generally follows the Shach. Whenever you have a machlokas, Shach and Taz, in general. Now, it's purely general terms. Halacha is like the Shach, not like the Taz, but it's every situation, you judge each situation, and the poskim, you know, study each situation. And so, too, also in general, the Magen Avraham, who's also just afterwards, but around the same time, pretty much the same time. He also was, generally the halacha follows the Magen Avraham versus the Taz. I mean, for us who learn Mishnah Berurah, we see it's quite blatant. That's what he does. Okay, just a little more. Vav. Hamavarech al das lishchot. The person is shachtin, and he has kavana to shacht. Haya achas, wait a second. Lishchot chaya achas. He's coming to shacht one chaya. V'achar kach hevyir lo yoter. And now he's coming, and then they bring him more animals to shacht. So the yechase dam harishon, v'yavarech alav, v'yavarech al shechita shnia. So in this case, you had a mind only to shacht one, and you finished, and you did kisu yadam, fine. So you do kisu yadam, because you finished. And then you start all over again, you make a whole new bracha, al shechita shnia. V'lo al kisu. But in this case, you don't have to say a second kisui, because in this case, you did kisui after they brought the second animal. So when you did the second animal, you knew that you were going to do kisui on both of them. V'hani, so the bracha goes on both if you didn't make a hafsek. V'hani mili kesheviyum lo kodem shibirech al kisui harishona. Right? Because they brought it before you did the bracha on kisui the first time. If you already did the shechita and the kisui, and then you made all the brachas, you did everything, and then they bring you another one, so of course you're going to make both of them, a new ala shechita and a new kisui dam be'afar. Tet, sorry, haga, v'yesh omrim, di'im hevi'u lo mimin harishon sheshachat, ein sarich lechasot harishona, ulevarich ala shechita shenia. V'chen ikar. And then the Rama says, actually, you don't have to make a new bracha as long as you're still there. You're still there basically with the knife. You're still there. You just finished the first animal. And so therefore, you're still involved. And therefore, you don't have to. From the first mean. The same mean. Exactly. So they make an analogy over here. It's similar to Peros, which is a little bit of another discussion without getting into all the details. But basically, if you're still eating and someone brings you more food, so it kind of depends if you had 100% Gemiras Das, you're done eating and you're not going to eat anymore, or if you still might be eating. And so it's a similar machlokas. Okay. And the Shach says Mila and Shechita is the same thing. Let's see. Okay. The Pri Chadash has a nice idea. He says that when you say the bracha al Shechita, have in mind, again, this is the same thing by when you're eating at home. Have in mind that this bracha goes on everything that you might eat until, for Shechita, he says, until you have Sicha Betela. Start talking about things that are unrelated to Shechita, and then you make your bracha end. Like your chal, when you say the bracha, you have a kavana that the bracha is only chal until then. And so then, whether you have another animal, or you start speaking, you get yourself out of that machlokas. Okay. And then, some say that... anyway, so machlokas, what to do? If you say new bracha or not. Should we finish Zion? Let's finish Zion. Hayu lefanav harbe lishchot, they bring you a lot of things to cut. Ubirech ala shchita v'achar kach hevi'u lo od. Im kesheheviyam lo ha'achronot, yesh adayin lefanav me'otam shahayu lefanav kesheberech, ein sarich lachzor ulevarech. So this is really simple. If you have many animals in front of you, and you're not even finished with all the animals in front of you, and then they bring you more. So that, for sure, is not much of an issue, and you don't need to say a new bracha, because you're still osik in shchita. V'im lav tzarich lachzor ulevarech. But if you finished all of them, then you have to make a new bracha. Ulechatchila tov lizaher liyodaito bishat bracha al kol ma sheyaviyu lo. And so, similar to what we mentioned by the Pri Chadash, therefore, whenever you're going to shecht, you should always have in mind to whatever they're going to bring you. Let's see. Right. As long as you have in mind, then this avoids the question. Let me just read the chet real quick. Haya shochet chaya of daito lishchot od v'shachach v'kise u'birech k'shechozer lishchot ein sarich lachzor ulevarech al hashchita she'ein hakisui hefsek. So, you come to shecht the chay and the oaf, and you have in mind to shecht more, and you make a mistake, and you do the kisui, and then when you go ubirech on the kisui, so when you continue to do shechtin, you don't have to go back, because you had a mind to keep on shechtin. Just because you did kisui dam, you didn't have in mind that you stopped shechtin. You originally had a mind, you shechtin a lot, until a certain point in the day. So just because you said the bracha kisui dam, that doesn't end your bracha. I mean, if you have active kavana that now I'm stopping, so then that can change. V'chein adin im shachat chaya v'rotze lishchot behema, mechase dam achaya v'yishchot ha-behema below bracha. Let's say first you shecht the chaya, and then you're going to shecht the behema later on. Well, don't make a hefsek with the kisui. Do the kisui right away since you finished all your chayos, and then you'll continue doing behema, and you don't have to worry about saying a new halashkita.